I think Mr. Lee told me it's non-denominational.
Oh.
Presbyterian Church. And she, it's non-denominational. That's the reason they want her to call it Presbyterian. She said no. Well, they went on and paid her salary for 20 years. Then when they restructured our church, a new outfit come in, they told her they couldn't pay her salary anymore, that she had, unless she made it Presbyterian. She says, no, I can't throw 20 years of my life away. It's non-denominational, but it's Christian. Said, we make Christians, and they can go to what church they want to go to. Said, we've got Catholics. We've got Baptists. We've got some of our chapters are all Baptists. Some of them are, I believe that's the only one that's solid one way, but said, we've got a good many Catholics who've come in. So when she, these doctors, and now they were doctors and lawyers, you see, nurses.
Yes.
And they come to this country, a lot of them have come to this country, and they wanted her to come over here and organize them over here. And she did. She came to Chicago and worked about 3 months and got them together in New York at on the Canadian border. What's the name of the town all the young married couples go to? Battle Creek? Not Battle Creek, but Niagara Falls.
Oh, yeah, right.
She got them to come together in Niagara Falls in a Catholic school. The Catholic Church offered other facilities of a school that was in vacation. Catholic school that was in vacation. You know, and there seemed to be about 300 or 400 of these Koreans going to come. Well, she wrote her mother and me to come up there to the conference, and we told her we couldn't come. My mother was living then, and this wasn't possible. She wrote us back and sent us 2 tickets. Said, now you all never have been to see me in Korea in 20 years, and said, these Koreans want to meet you. You all come on. They said, now they have sent these tickets. So I told Agnes, we got to go. So we went.
How'd you like
it? And they met us in Buffalo and carried us over to Niagara Falls in a nice car. Put us in a nice air-conditioned room in this school, and you wouldn't have known it was a Catholic school. The only thing that looked Catholic at all about it was the cooks in the kitchen were nuns. I just went in and spoke to them, first morning, came a knock at my door, and they opened the door, and I opened the door, and man handed me an envelope. I said, what is this? He said, that's something for you. Well, I opened it up. You know what was in it? 10 $50 bills. I said, well, what is this for? Well, we want you all to buy some presents while you're up here, carry back. I said, no, we can't do that. They take your money. I said, we came up here to this conference and we're getting our blessing out of it. And they get up in the morning early and have a prayer meeting, and then they go to breakfast. And then after breakfast, they come in this assembly hall and divide up in little groups, 4 or 5 to a group. And there'd be one in each one of those groups that'd be praying, go to praying out loud.